Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Welcome back to Oblong Ball Foot Show.
I'm glad you owned that. I really You fought us during the show, and then you just like, should we?
Yeah, that I convinced myself after we got done last week, and I'm like, yeah, fuck it, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Good old OBF.
new logo and everything, so this is officially Oblong Ball Foot Show. You can still follow us at Chairshot NFL because we would have been morons to get rid of that wonderful handle on the old X. Ray Cash out on assignment, but we do have his locks of the week. And as you know already, we put up the combatants, the contestants, the possible winners of the Weapon and Dumbass of the Week awards already up. By the time you're listening to this, you won't be able to vote anymore because it'll be over. As this gets posted. What? How did you want me to do
we
that?
Fix that?
What am I supposed to do? Put it up for a whole nother day?
You can put it up for X amount of hours. Put it up for enough hours to bypass when we post this. You know when we post it. You're in control of posting.
Am I? I'm in control.
I mean, I could fuck with it if I wanted to. I choose not to.
You're a very smart man. what time would you like the poll to end, Andrew Belaz?
End of business on Thursday before the Thursday night game.
Okay. So all the way up
until if we can put it up around or 6 or 7 on say Tuesday.
Yeah.
Give it a 2-day period.
Yeah.
So then it's down at 6 or 7
all
on
right.
Thursday.
We're gonna figure this out, guys. I promise.
It's a new concept, you know.
Trust me, I've already tried to figure out the password because I would love to give this to Andrew and just let him fucking do it, but I can't get the password. So yeah. I'm almost thinking about like just starting a whole new account.
Doesn't it tell you what email you have it assigned to?
There's multiple emails.
Okay, but it asks you at some point when you log in, it goes, is blah, blah, blah still a good email?
I don't like it when you yell at me. Where's Ray? You guys still gang up on me, but now it's just you and I. At least you talk to him. At least you talk to him for a little while when he's here.
That's true. Hey, sometimes you both gang up on me, too. The first week was back, you guys were, like, just synergistic.
Well,
and just, like, your top tens were the same. Well, you know, you were doing everything.
Speaking of yelling at each other and ganging up on each other, it is a very soft confirmation that the Pod is War Holiday Special will be back for the third year in a row, and the combatants will be the Brothers Belaz, myself, PC Tunney, Ray Cash, and Christopher Platt. So that has been a soft confirmation. We do have a date picked out to record. You will likely get that podcast dropped a week or two, right in there before Christmas, middle of December, that'll drop for you. So make sure you be on the lookout for that. And if you like our logo, give us a shout out at Chairshot NFL. We might be making that into a t-shirt as well. Oblong Ball Foot Show. Check it out. Yeah, what do you think? Possible thing could...
I feel like we should do extra stuff on, like, OnlyFans for extra foot show stuff for on OnlyFans.
If that's something you and Ray want to do, go for it. I think I'm going to hard pass on that one.
You get the oblong ball here, you get the foot show behind
stop.
The wall. That's
okay,
how that goes.
That's enough. You're done. You can be quiet till we get to the football.
It's like going behind the curtain in those fun places with the videos and the DVDs.
Yeah, look out for Ray and Andrew on some degenerate, website, but look out possibly for an oblong ball foot show t-shirt on prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Plenty of other great designs over there this holiday season. A prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot t-shirt makes a great gift as well. All right, quick commercial break. The only one I'm going to take. Be mad at your streaming service if you hear any other commercials. It's definitely not my fault. But when we come back, we're going to get to the weapon and dumbass of the week for week 9 in the NFL. Andrew Belaz and PC Tunney right here on Oblong Ball Foot Show.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Choose your weapon.
Show me where to go. The barrel of a rush, the ending. Only you will know.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
I don't want to get political, but we are recording like the day after the election, and I just want to.
We don't. If he doesn't have any tie to this,
I know. But I just want to say something. A brief observation I had today with my interaction with society. I'm gonna make this observation that I had.
Observational humor with PC Tunney, everybody. All
right. And then we're gonna go right into
the deal with.
We're gonna get right into the weapons and dumbass of the week. It was very noticeable that middle-aged white men and older were in a very good mood throughout the day today. Where I live, so that's all I'm gonna say. That is the observation that I had this morning.
You do realize you've discussed your age on previous episodes of multiple incarnations of podcasts?
The people I noticed
including yourself
in that category.
In one of those happy-go-lucky piles?
Dude, I always have way too much going on to be happy and go lucky.
I mean, according to your picks, though, you're pretty lucky. So it's just how happy does it make you.
I think we're way past luck. I think we're way past luck.
I like how you're steering out of this. It's not luck, it's skill, baby.
I'm picking at 2/3 win rate right now, and that's not counting the two fucking big time winners I gave you on Thursday Night Football the last 2 weeks. So, like, technically, I'm 18-8 against the spread this year, folks. I am making your Christmas presents bigger and better. Your family will love you more. That's all I can say. Ray Cash chipped in last week. He went 3-0. You went 2-1. I mean, shit. The second week in a row, I was this close away. A couple backdoor covers from these teams to going 3-0 for 3 straight weeks. So that's how close we are right now, folks.
Wait, what did you end up last week?
2-1.
2-1 or 1-2?
2-1. Okay. Jacksonville came back when Philly was up 20-something to nothing. So they covered.
I know.
And then the week before... Mixon fumbles and the Texans don't get the field goal that covers that game. So
just saying,
but we're talking about weapon and dumbass of the week. You might be the dumbass of the week if you're not paying attention to these picks, my friends. You're 11-13 on the year now, though. You could get back above 500 this week.
So could the Bengals.
We're going to get to a power ranking shortly. Weapon of the week. Who did you have?
Saquon.
And who did Ray have?
The one that you don't have. Don't you have the Twitter pulled up still?
I don't. I thought you would have that pulled up.
I didn't. You're usually
I have
the,
Jackson.
The whole
I have Jackson Smith
numbers and, research guy.
Well, I have Jackson Smith and Jigba, 7 catches, 180 yards, and 2 touchdowns in a loss. But that kid is really coming around. He is one
Ray
heck of
Burrow.
A receiver. Joe Burrow's 5 passing touchdowns for the second time this season, and Saquon just been ridiculous.
199 yards from scrimmage.
How about
through the air, on the ground, 2 TDs.
Did you see the sideline reaction to that spin move and then backwards hurdle?
Everybody reacted to it like they've never seen an AEW match. Like, come the fuck on. Like, I'm just like, everybody does that. Whoop-a-dee-doo.
Oh, that's funny.
It was choreographed. The defender had to actually go to his legs. It was from his dad. Pathetic. Okay, it's not real football. Harley Race would spit at it. No, just kidding.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel.
No. But the one person I did want to mention that I'm surprised none of us picked, even though I guess it would be me, because as you pointed out the last couple weeks, that if there's a defender to be mentioned, I tend to pick the defender. Trey Hendrickson for the Bengals.
Oh, yeah. He's been amazing this year. 4 sacks.
A forced fumble. And it 4 sacks, and it was on 2 different quarterbacks, too. Yeah. Didn't matter if it was Gardner or Desmond Ridder.
He has the highest pass rush percentage win rate in all of the NFL. The guy's been...
He's also leading sacks, isn't he? Doesn't he have like 11?
He's been in the quarterback's back pocket all season. He's been a very big, bright, shining light for not so overachieving defense in Cincinnati so far this year.
That's a really nice way to say the defense, aside from him, sucks.
PC Tunney here with Andrew Glass. So, yeah, vote in that poll. I think it's a deadlock right now.
It is currently deadlocked. It's 33.3%.
All right, let's kick it over. Let's kick it over to the...
Dumb it.
...of the week. Andrew, who are our participants nominated?
We've got Malachi, I Want to Be DeSean Jackson Corley. We've got Matt Eberflus, who's ruining the Bears 1 week at a time. And we've got Michael Thomas, the Twitter fingers fucking magician over here.
Yeah, do you want to talk about Ray's pick, Mike Thomas, there?
Jesus Christ, there's so much. He just fucking went to town on Derek Carr and eviscerated him. Like, what the fuck? Like, Carr was injured for the last 3 weeks, comes back, and now he's just dogpiling on him? What the fuck? He's Michael Thomas anyway. What the fuck has he ever done?
Well, he had a couple good seasons. Before he got hurt, he was probably
the
best receiver
in the
NFL.
It's like Brandon Edwards talking shit about somebody.
Yeah,
Who the fuck is he?
Okay, I had Matt Eberflus. He doesn't know what he's doing at the end of the game. You have a defensive coach that's good at coaching the defense, but not good at coaching a team. And a team with a rookie quarterback that you draft as high as you drafted Caleb Williams needs to be with an offensive coach or an extremely experienced offensive coordinator. Don't even get me started about the general manager. This is almost an entire organizational pick like the week before with the Jets. So, yeah, he's on the hot seat. I guess we could mention that, who was it, Dennis Allen got fired in New Orleans?
Yep, that is correct. And then the fucking Raiders GM got fired, too.
Yeah.
Name escapes me at the moment.
I would imagine that Antonio Pierce will be gone after the end of this season as well.
I mean, every other coach was fucking fired, so...
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens in Cleveland if Kevin Stefanski sticks around next season, but we'll see. Yeah, and then who was your nomination for Dumas of the Week?
That was Corley. If the Jets didn't end up winning that game, Corley, I think, would have been the hands-down winner of Dumas.
Probably, yeah. Either hand the ball to the ref or set the ball down inside the end zone. That's
correct.
Literally set the ball down in the end zone and it'll be a touchdown. You wouldn't have dropped it before you set it down in the end zone.
Fucking Dumas. Yeah. Shit, holy crap.
Yeah, it makes me remember that coach that was talking about, like, we got a bunch of cats on this team checking themselves out in the mirror, licking their paws, checking if their armbands are right, if their arm sleeves are right. I don't need no cats, I need some dogs.
Sure, that wasn't just Pat McAfee? That sounds like a Pat McAfee quote right there.
You know what I caught on YouTube? I was flipping through some shorts after I watched Kill Tony last night, which was another great episode. It was a pop-up Kill Tony from Skankfest in Las Vegas. So some pretty fun comedians were on last night. Ari Shaffir came out.
Kill Tony's fantastic.
So, Ari Shaffir came out one half completely shaved and the other half not. But it was a fun show. But I saw McAfee and Peyton Manning had a 15-minute little clip where they were doing coffin corner kicks in Lucas Oil Stadium. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean, what was it last week that there was that punt return that they just kick it straight down the middle and the punt return, fucking McAfee went off about how punters don't know fucking how to punt the ball anymore. Everybody tries to fucking play, you know, play big dick fucking football, putting it right down the middle to the guy instead of just coughing, cornering it or knocking it out. Like, people don't play smart football anymore. And well, you could say that about punting. You could say that about the Buccaneers against the Chiefs taking it to overtime. You could say that about a lot of different things. Yeah. But smart football is not something that we see a lot of last couple of years.
You know, it's a shame because his whole point is why wouldn't you use the sideline as a permanent defender, right?
He's
you know,
correct.
You don't have to tackle the guy, but if he can't go that way, he can't go that way.
A kickoff? No. A punt? Yes.
Right. All right. Any last thoughts on our weapon and dumbass of the week, Andrew?
I mean, like I said, I was a little surprised no one picked Hendrickson, so I wanted to make sure he got a mention. But, I mean, obviously all of our picks are solid if they're tied at the moment. And I think Eberflus is in the lead for dumbass, and I can't disagree with that. So, I think I picked Corley for the show, but I think I actually picked Eberflus in the vote. on the poll.
There you go. Well, that's all right. You know, you kind of – I pull back the curtain. I send out the – my picks just to remind the guys to get them in. So I get the first pick basically, unless one of them beats me to it on a Tuesday morning, I guess it's free reign.
I usually make sure one of you guys gets a pick because as you've already established in the first couple weeks we did this, I like to make sure we have a couple different names on there.
Well, now that we're doing it this way, I would have to pick something different if you did beat me to the punch.
I'm glad you're playing along. There
yeah.
We
well, I yeah. I mean, I changed the fucking name of the show, so.
It took an entire show to convince you, though. So that took like 2 hours because that was a long show too. You were bitching at us.
You guys are lucky I have this new AI I can create logos with.
That's fair. Yeah. See, AI is good for some things.
Good. Convince Tony to do something where he can make a logo. He'll go right along with whatever you want.
Because there's AI to do it.
Yeah. Thank you, AI. Thank you for taking over my world. All right. Yeah. What the hell?
Dumbass.
Matt Eberflus likely to win that one. There you go.
Most likely, yeah.
Most likely. Okay. Well, I think we should talk about, you know, the league overall, like bottom to top. Well, Andrew, who is in your bottom spot this week? Because the Carolina Panthers have left that spot for me, my friend.
Me too. I made my week easy for next week, too. Because there's only one team that's kind of cleaned house this year from GM and everybody except the head coach. And that's the fucking Raiders. And they've got a bye week this week, which means they have to be last for me next week, too. So... that's easy. I know who my 32 is for 2 weeks.
I got the Raiders up higher. I think these bottom five teams are just all garbage. I mean,
I was
really... going
to say the bottom quarter, so the bottom eight, I had to really struggle with where I was putting people.
27 and 26 aren't in much better boats as far as I'm concerned, but 25 and up, there's arguments to be made that any one of the teams 25 and up could be a playoff team with the right moves into next season. But we'll get to that. I got the Saints at 32.
I've got them a little higher, but they're still in my bottom quarter.
Yeah.
So I've got Patriots at 31.
Oh, all right. I got the Titans at 31, sitting at 31 still.
They won.
They still suck.
I mean, they do, but they won.
Who did they beat?
They beat the Patriots. The Patriots have to be below them because they beat the Patriots.
No, the Patriots had the big comeback, though, to put it into overtime.
They lost.
Yeah, but that's really a building experience for Drake May, whereas the Titans don't really have a quarterback.
Mason Rudolph ain't old, and he's looked a lot better than Will Levis, which low bar, I'm aware.
Well,
Trust me, I know the words I'm saying.
Well, he tricked me. He tricked me because...
The Mayo man tricked you, or Mason Rudolph did
because he threw it to a billion times to Calvin Ridley the week before, and then I pick up Calvin Ridley, and I'm like, oh, he's playing the Patriots. They suck, and he's going to throw it to him a billion more times. No, not a billion, just 12.3 points worth. So very disappointed in Mason Rudolph. Sincerely, my fantasy football team.
Did you end up losing a couple games because Calvin Ridley didn't go off?
I have made some bad coaching decisions this year in general. I had J.K. Dobbins on my bench this week, too, and he put up 24.
Okay.
I have four good running backs and four good receivers, so it's been... When you draft good and trade good and you end up with a really good team, you have to make tough coaching decisions, and sometimes you overthink it. But I'm still in the playoff hunt right now if we were to end, but I could definitely be in the top two if I had made all the right decisions. But that's tough to do as well. So a little bit is dumb, should have done this, shouldn't have done that, and a lot of it is can't really kick yourself over really drawing straws.
Fair. Well, at least you're not in the bottom quarter of your league, unlike these teams we're talking about. So, who you got at 30?
The Panthers, up two spaces.
Same.
Yeah. The Saints were down six for me. That was a big drop. But, yeah.
Yeah, the Raiders dropped six for me just because fuck those guys, and I wanted to make my life easy next week.
I got the Raiders up two to 28. New England's at 29, down one.
Saints I have at 29, which is actually down four because... Even with Carr back, that team looks awful. They lost to the fucking Panthers. Like, that team looks lost. 28, I have the Titans. So, I gave them a plus three. So, the Patriots are below them. Because, again, that team beat the other team. Like, rock, paper, scissors, you know, tiebreakers. You got to kind of respect that a little bit.
I have the same team at 27 I did last week, the New York Football Giants.
See, I have the Cowboys at 27.
Yeah, they're probably on their way. They actually are sitting in the same spot as they are last week for me, a little bit higher. 26, I have Jacksonville down 1 to 26, Cleveland down 1 to 25, and Miami down 1 to 24.
See, very close, because I have the Browns at 26, I have the Giants at 25, Jaguars at 24, but the Dolphins I have at 23.
Okay.
So right out of that bottom quarter.
If you keep going on up and get into finish out the top 20, Chicago down 2 to 23. Dallas is going to hold steady at 22 just because I think they're better than all those teams below the 22 spot. I got the Jets up 8 spots to 21 just because I think they're better than everybody behind them. And to round out the top 20, Indy's down 3 to the 20 spot this week.
Very close again since, you know, I've got the Jets. Oddly enough, up 8 at 22. So I guess I had them one spot lower, but, you know, roughly the same. What's the difference at 21 and 22, really? I've got the Seahawks at 21 just because that team is fucking confusing. One week they get a big upset, they look great, and the next week they fucking can't find their ass from a hole in the ground. It's like, it is pathetic to watch that. And 20, I have the Bears. You know, I was giving them a little bit of hope, but I realized that I can now stop giving them the hope because it's the reverse psychology is done. Because remember in the beginning of this year, I said I believe in Santa Claus more than the Bears, and then they won four games in a row.
Well, they didn't beat anybody.
But they won four games in a row.
They didn't beat anybody.
But they won.
And after they had,
beat the people on their schedule.
And after they had won those four games, those
they
four
had a bye week.
Those four
on
teams,
like week five or six.
Those four teams had a combined four wins. One to each of them.
You only play your schedule.
Right, and now they
have
to.
That's how that works.
Right, and now they have to play the rest of their schedule.
And now
this is like a Paul. This is like a Paul Harvey moment for you, Andrew. And now the rest of the story.
In a way, But see, here's what I was thinking. I thought after that Commanders game, they might have rebounded.
No.
And they might have taken the
fact
that
they're a bad football team.
Huh?
They're a bad football team. They're poorly coached.
It's not like they played a great football team.
They're a bad organization that play on a shitty field in a crappy stadium.
They didn't play against a great football team. They played against a football team that has a roof and forgot to close it, so it hailed fucking 10 minutes.
Everything I've said has been true.
I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong, but you're also just, who the fuck? They played the Cardinals. The Cardinals ain't great. The Cardinals ain't special.
The Cardinals are in first place in the NFC West.
Yeah, at 5-4, so what's that say about the West?
Well, I mean,
When the Bucks were
the
like
West
four
is getting
three
better.
Ahead of the
let me tell you something.
Like 2 years ago,
the West
like, the division sucks. No one cares.
The West has been getting better the past couple weeks and will continue to get better. Let me tell you.
So when the West is close with bad records, the West is getting better.
No.
When the
because,
NFC South is close with bad records, it's because they're bad teams.
Because there's a couple of teams that are getting healthy in the West. That's why.
So you're hopeful. That's kind of where that
no,
is.
No, one's already won a couple games.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Because
yeah,
I'm
the Rams and the Niners. And folks, this is a great time for me to let you know that starting next week, my rankings could be completely different psychologically. Because we're going to do our midseason awards, and I'm going to start putting a lot more percentage of how I rank them in according to how well I think they can fare as far as going far in the playoffs, as opposed to how good of a year they're having, because those are two big different things for me.
Bigly.
We do have
person that was elected too much.
We do have a bigly nomination for the president. Been elected.
Yeah. The problem with that logic though, is, you know, you like baseball, you like other sports. People can have off years. You know, McCaffrey's supposed to come back this week, but what if it takes him a few weeks to get his wheels back? What if you don't look right?
Christian McCaffrey will come back 100% and score at least 25 fantasy points every week for the rest of the year. Sincerely, my fantasy football team.
Yeah, you hope. You hope. Okay, you caught it, though. I'm impressed. That could have been a botched abortion of a fucking gimmick, but it worked, made it work. Good job. Huh? Twice in a row. Look at that.
We're going to stop there. We're going to take care of those eggs in that basket.
But yeah, so speaking of the 49ers, I have them at 19.
Okay. Why don't you go up to 16?
Okay, so I have the Niners at 19. I have the Bucks at 18. I have the Colts at 17. And the Bengals up 6. To 16th.
Okay. Seattle's down 1 to 19 for me. Cincinnati up 2 to 18. Bucks sliding here a little bit, down 3 to 17. And I have Arizona sitting exactly where I had them last week at 16.
I had Arizona at 16 last week too, but I bumped them up 2, so they're at 14 for me.
Okay.
Broncos are at 15.
I also have the Broncos at 15, down 3. I have the Niners up 1 to 14. Let me get up to – I'll finish out before we get to the top 10 here. Rams up 6 to 13. Vikings down 1 just because I think the Chargers are looking really good. I got them up 2 to 11.
Okay. I think I agree with your logic. I just – I'm more down on the Texans than you are because I have the Texans at 13.
Okay.
I have the Rams at 12, and I have the Chargers at 11. And to give it up a little bit, the Vikings I have at 10, but I waffled between who's better between the Vikings or the Chargers because I think they're very similar teams.
Sure.
Because
I just
they're streaky. You know, they have hot games, they have cold games.
Better quarterback, but better targets in Minnesota. Better quarterback
Correct,
in L.A.
Yes. Better quarterback in L.A., yes.
I got Atlanta at 10, exactly where they were last week. Houston down 2 to 9. Green Bay down 2 to 8. Baltimore up 2 to 7. And Washington up 2 to 6. So my 6 down to 10 read Washington, Baltimore, Green Bay, Houston, Atlanta at 10.
Wow. Our top 5 is going to look quite a bit different. So
my top
I'll go 10 to 6.
My top 5 is the same as last week.
I don't remember who that was last week.
That's all right. Go ahead. Give your six or ten or
still,
ten or six.
So the Vikings I have at 10, like I just said, between them and the Vikings, between them and the Chargers, it's really close. Like, the argument can be made. I'm not going to argue that. Eagles I have at 9 because, like I've been saying for everybody else, you play who's on your schedule. Eagles have beaten who's on their schedule, even if I don't think they look very good. They look good enough to get into this spot now. Steelers had a bye week, so they're still 8th. Packers lost, so they slip a little bit to me, even though they lost to, like, arguably the best team in the league. So Packers I have at 7th. And Falcons are getting in their groove. I like what the Falcons are doing. Plus, I had the Falcons as my Super Bowl possibility, so they're 6.
Not a healthy Green Bay Packers team last week either. Jordan Love couldn't really move around. They were missing their starting center. So there you go.
Well, he also misses throws when he's healthy, too, this year.
And their starting safety. But the defense has continued to play well for Green Bay. But, yeah, Jordan Love has played very poor.
He's the big reason why I'm wary of that team. This year, Love is just questionable.
We'll see what happens the rest of the season here. They got a bye week to hopefully regroup, work on some stuff, get rid of all those fucking penalties, and we'll see what they can do down the stretch. They were great down the stretch last year. So we'll see what happens. This Packers team
has a
great record in December under Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, unless you changed your top three, I think you, me, and Ray had the same top three last week.
So here, I'll just give you...
But who the fuck is your 4 and 5?
I'll give you my top five, and it's the same top five I had last week, because you guys kind of... I thought highly of my 4 and 5 than you guys thought of those two teams last week. I have Philly at 5, Pittsburgh at 4, Buffalo at 3, Detroit at 2, Kansas City at 1.
I've got the Ravens at 5, the Commanders at 4. So the Commanders actually bumped up 2 because I had them at 6 to right. 4. And then Bills 3, Lions 2, and Chiefs 1. And, you know, much like Steven's A-list, I thought about making the Lions 1. I thought breaking my own rule for
That's
half a second.
It's up to you. That's, you know, however you want to respect
I
know, oaths.
I
however you want to respect the oaths that you take. You know, a man is only as good as his word. You know, you do whatever
I'm
you got to do.
Saying,
Do whatever you want.
Did
no,
I
no,
not?
That's fine. You think
did
about
not,
it.
Did
yeah.
I not respect
like,
the words that we said?
Whatever. Okay.
I thought about it, because the Lions have just looked fucking good. Boop. And if anybody, the Bucks didn't beat the Lions, the Lions beat the Lions.
Say hello to my new friend!
All right, put the headset on Hawk. I'll talk to your little friend. He's right
there. That's your little friend, Dan Campbell, hitting the fucking Detroit Lions. No, they're really good. I even put out a post on X the other day after one of the press conferences. I don't know if it was this week or last week before. But it's just hard not to like the guy. It's hard not to respect what the guy's doing. You know, he came in there and said, I'm going to make this team tough. And in doing so, they're going to get winning habits, and that's going to form winning ways. And that's he's done exactly what he said he was going to do. And everyone there loves him. And everyone that plays against him respects him. And you just, I wouldn't be mad if the Detroit Lions won the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a Packer fan.
I guess my pick was wrong.
But I just, it would just be like, oh, you know what? Good for them. They've been busting their ass. And they've just got a brilliant, you know, and simple strategy to win football games. Be able to run the football, right? Have an accurate quarterback with good decision making. And then have a stout defense. It's not rocket science.
Yes, I'm aware.
Exactly.
So the Za'Darius Smith pickup is going to be
huge. Yes. Yeah. That and
huge.
He's now played for every team in the NFC North, or maybe not the Bears, but the Vikings, Packers, and now Lions. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Packers traded Preston Smith. He was requested a trade a few weeks ago. No one had known. He just wasn't comfortable in the 4-3 and wasn't getting used as much. So he was contract was up at the end of the year. The Packers weren't going to get anything for him. They traded him to the Steelers for a 7th-round pick. So they basically recouped the draft pick that they used to get Malik Willis. So good job by Goody there.
Oh, completely. Yeah, and that lends more credence to you having the Steelers in your top five also.
Well, and good for the Steelers, because honestly, Preston Smith is a very effective 3-4 guy on defense who's had a lot of success in the Packers 3-4. So it's going to just give more depth to the Steelers team. Guys that are talented, that play on that team, that are surrounded by T.J. Watt end up getting get a lot of one-on-one matchups, and Preston Smith could be a nightmare on a one-on-one matchup.
Who's the other one aside from Highsmith? Do you know off the top of your head?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. But those are our power rankings this week, folks. Don't forget to follow us at ChairShot NFL. Give us your power rankings. Maybe we'll start putting them up the day of, too. We could do a little article on the ChairShot.com. I don't know. We'll see. See if we can. Maybe we can throw an easy template where we can just go in and write a little blurb every week. That could be pretty simple. All right, Andrew's brain is thinking. We'll see what happens. We both don't really want any more responsibilities, but we're both thinking about how easy we could make it for ourselves. If we can make it easy enough for ourselves, we'll make it happen. And when we do, we will let you know. Right now, I just want you to listen to Christopher Platt for 6 seconds.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Cuidado. Mucho cuidado, que estás tomando por un rumbo equivocado. Cuidado con tus mentiras, que yo las puedo adivinar cuando me miras. Cuidado, mucho cuidado, que estoy de vuelta.
I gotta tell you, Andrew, the lengthier my success against the spread gets, the more cuidado I take in picking, and I'm like, okay, you just gotta go with how you were doing it before, because I don't know, I just feel like I've had a pretty good handle on just seeing a game and going, ooh, I think that's the way it's gonna be, just because we know all these teams and the games they've had, and it's kind of one of the luxuries I've had as a fan to be more knowledgeable in doing this show now for, what, 3-4 years? Third year or fourth year we've been doing this. So
I think it's the third.
It's really helped my knowledge in the NFL overall, just knowing what's going on. Hasn't definitely translated in all of my fantasy football, but in some of it. Anyway.
It's still football. You don't win football on paper. So.
We were great last week. I was 2-1. You were 2-1. Ray's is initial pick week, official initial pick week. He was 3-0.
Nice.
I made sure after a start like that, I wasn't going to let him carry that over 2 weeks. So he needed to pick again if he wanted to maintain undefeated status. I got his locks written down here. I'll mention them as we go along on the NFL schedule this week. I got to say, you're up to 11-13. I'm at 16-8. Another 2-0 on the last two Thursday night football games. Won money off of Ray and gave you the Jets last week, folks. I don't like this week's Thursday night football game. You can bet on it if you want. But it's the Bengals.
It's a division game. You can't do that.
It's the Bengals taking on the Ravens in Baltimore. Baltimore is favored by 5.5, over under 53. This game's on Amazon. This should be a pretty good football game, I think.
Yeah, it depends on who shows up.
I mean, if you get that Cincinnati team we've had where Joe Burrow's been able to connect with his receiving core, and you get the pressure off the line that Cincinnati's been able to be somewhat of a formidable defense, they should be able to give the Ravens a game. Or you could get the Cincinnati you had in more than half their games this season, and the Ravens likely blow the doors off of them. I like to think that if I had to bet this game, I think I would take the points and go with the Bengals.
I thought about that, honestly, for Lux, for half a second, but I don't trust the Bengals this year.
Yeah, I don't
think the
Bengals
and the Ravens are very similar in my lack of trust, because the Ravens have had a hard time with their defense closing the door. And the Bengals have just had a hard time with their defense, aside from Trey Hendrickson, showing the fuck up and performing. So if it's a shootout, the Bengals are probably going to lose that because they've lost every fucking other one this year. So I don't know. It's risky. I mean, it'll probably be over 53. That much I think we can safely say, because neither defense is exactly blowing us out of the water. But I don't think that points or no points, betting on that's risky.
I think point spreads of 50 plus are tough for me, because it's going to end up being the week that everybody decides to turn the ball over, you know? And then if you got generally, as long as you don't have defensive touchdowns, if there's like four or more turnovers in a game and they're shared, you're not going to have a very high scoring affair.
Tell that to the Packers and Eagles week one.
Well,
there were four turnovers on one team, and that was like a 30-28 game or whatever it was.
No, it wasn't. It was a high 20s game. It barely got over. It was like 29-27, maybe. Neither team scored in the 30s in that game, and a lot of the scoring was late.
It was 34-29, buddy.
Like I said, it was 34-29, and that was one of the... That was one of the games
you
that.
Just remember, love got hurt,
was,
and you forgot.
That was at the end of the game. I remember that specifically.
I mean, but there were like five or six turnovers between both teams, and it was still a 63-point game. So that's why I feel like 53. If you bet the over, that's safer than betting on the teams. I still wouldn't touch it, and you know, you have the better read on the season than I do so far because you're 16-8. So, what do I know? I'm not touching this game though, but I will take the Bengals with the points for pick reasons, but I wouldn't do it for lock reasons.
No one's used an over under for a lock this year.
I know. It's risky.
It's rare we do that. It's allowed.
I know it's allowed. We did it, I think we all did it once or twice last year.
You brought up Hawk. I just want to thank him for coming back to the show again this week. Thanks, buddy.
Well, you gave him cheese, so he's happy now. He has received his payment, so he can show up.
Is
he gets
happy?
His parents' fee.
Is he happy? Does he look happy? He's 12. He's kind of just, yeah.
That's not that old for cats, though.
It's not? Damn it. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. Wow. Oh, he's not even looking at you now. He understood what you said.
No,
he's plotting your demise.
He's
no.
He's a good boy. Yeah, see? He's good. Yeah, he's going to be staring at me all night. Yeah, wait till you go to sleep, motherfucker. Oh, the game we've all been waiting for. The game we've all been waiting to get up early for. Why not an 9:30 a.m. game? What? Where is this game being held?
Munich.
This is the Germany game.
It's a Germany game, just it's a week late. It should have been week 9. But no,
I thought it was week 9. Where were they last week early? They didn't have the early
week. There was none. We did London twice, then we skipped a week, and now it's Germany on week 10. It doesn't even make sense.
I thought we said it was week 9 that was supposed to be.
I just jokingly said that because of 9, and it was 9 last year.
Son of a bitch. All right. Well, I don't really have anything else to say about this game. I wasn't even going to tell you who's in it.
I mean, you heard of the Munich analogy. Well, this is the Munich apology.
If you don't know,
fuck, man.
If you don't know who's in it, you might turn it on.
You know the worst part is, though? This is my first lock.
It's on the NFL Network. It's the Giants and the Panthers from Germany. Panthers home game here. Giants are 6.5-point favorites, over under 40.5. I'm guessing you taking the Giants?
Giants are getting the points or giving the points?
Giants are favored, so they're giving 6.5.
I'm taking the Panthers then for 6.5. Give me
the
Panthers.
All right.
Both teams suck. Both teams are trash. You're giving the Panthers a touchdown? Even with garbage time, they might
not
look
a touchdown. 6.5.
That is a touchdown. It's a touchdown and a half point.
Well, if they lose by a touchdown, that generally means 7 and you lose.
No, because that's a touchdown and an extra point, so you're just speaking wrong.
Okay. Sometimes you just don't fight with the kids in the backseat. You just keep driving and turn up the radio.
Because everybody in the
backseat. Yeah, look at
you,
fucking motherfucker. Yeah, okay, son of a bitch.
The backseat's the biggest seat, so yeah.
Oh, motherfucker. Let's head into the...
You fucking nerd.
Early afternoon games. The Bears have a legitimate chance to get back over 500. They take on the Patriots in Chicago. They are 6-point favorites, over under 39 here.
I mean, yeah, they're also undefeated at home this year. All 4 of their losses are on the road. So, figure that one out.
Well, the thing about that is, you know, they beat the Rams at home. That's probably their best win. And when the Rams were not very healthy, Their other three wins at home are the Titans, the Panthers, and the Jaguars. So, you know.
The Patriots would round out, like, the Thanos fucking stones right. of the shitty and teams this year. So.
They desperately need to win this game because the rest of their schedule reads Packers, Vikings, Lions, Niners, Vikings, Lions, Seahawks, Packers.
Fair. Honestly, you know what? The only reason I picked the Panthers to win that game against the Giants is because then Dable probably gets fired.
Okay.
I forget where I saw it, but somebody jokingly called them the Carolina Reapers because whenever they get a win, someone gets fired on the other team.
Well,
that's a good name.
There you go. Not bad. Very relevant. Very relevant mm-hmm. in the Hot Ones world.
Exactly.
Let's move along. Indianapolis Colts hosting the Buffalo Bills. This is my first lock of the week. Give me the Bills -4 on the road at Indy. Over-under is 48, but I'll take the Bills laying 4 points here. My first lock of the week.
I thought about that too, but I don't know. I have a little more faith in Flacco, I guess. He doesn't usually have multiple bad games in a row during his like old man resurgence, and I don't think they threw Anthony Richardson back in.
Yeah,
it's only Wednesday, so you never know what could come out throughout the rest of the week, but you know what I mean.
I just think the Bills are a lot better than the Vikings, so there you go.
Fair enough.
Vikings, speaking of them, they're heading to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, is Trevor Lawrence supposed to be out for this game as well? Vikings are -4.5 here on the road. I heard something about a possible injury there. No lock here. Mm-hmm. Lock for you?
He's limited in practice, so probably not.
No lock here for you? No lock here for Ray. We yet to get to a Ray lock.
No, this is not a lock for me.
I do like the Vikings to win this game, though. I think the Jaguars have played well enough in losses the last 2 weeks where they're kind of due to have a letdown game, especially if you have a somewhat injured Trevor Lawrence. This was almost a lock for me, but just kind of sitting on the precipice of lockness.
I mean, I agree with that, especially because the Jaguars, like you said, they've been scrappy. Injury or not, like, some games have been a lot closer than they should be. And I don't know what we've exactly gotten from the Vikings the last few weeks, because
I mean, they've
we have learned, though, that Sam Darnold's head is not a penalty flag. So you could kick him, you could punch him, you could pull his face mask. He's like a bop it or like a Stretch Armstrong. You kick it, pop it, punch it, you know, spin it, twist it. Nobody throws a flag.
Listen, the good thing to see, though, for the Vikings was, right, they had that nice 5-0 start, but then they had two tough losses to the Lions and then going out and taking on the Rams, that just getting healthy.
Right when the Rams got healthy, yeah.
Right. But to come back and kind of, you know, handle their business and take care of the Colts at home, that's a very good step in the direction of being a good playoff team.
It's a comeback win, too, so that shows something.
So we'll see what both of these teams look like moving forward. I think Doug Peterson's out at the end of the year, regardless, because this team ain't making the playoffs. Let's get to Ray's first lock of the week. Ray is going to take the points in the Broncos at Kansas City. So he's got the Broncos to cover the 8-point spread in Kansas City. Kansas City favored by 8, over under 41.5. I think you can maybe see an over in this game if I was going to bet anything, but no part of any of this game is my lock.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yeah, I'm not sure. the Broncos going into the game against the Ravens had a pretty good defense. I think it was like either the best or one of the best in the AFC, and
yeah,
the Ravens completely dismantled them. So
yeah, Lamar
Jackson. The Chiefs aren't the Ravens. I'm not saying they are, but
Lamar Jackson on his really good days can make any team look like a bad defense. So
true, but Patrick Mahomes has had most of a season of bad days, and they're still 8-9-0, whatever. So
big division game. Big division game, though. I mean, these are two. I mean, the Denver Broncos are a good football team, right? I mean, would you agree with that statement?
They're like a wild card playoff team. I agree with that. Yes.
Like I have them at 15. What do you have them at?
Give me a second to go back. I had them at 15 as well.
Okay, so they're right on that precipice because you figure the top 14 make it. Now, whether or not they're in the top 7 of their conference because we think higher of the other conference, I'm not
really... Breakers and blah, blah. Yeah, I get you.
I didn't really do the math on that shit yet. But...
Broncos are not a bad team.
No.
But the fact that they got their doors blown off by the Ravens, I don't necessarily trust them keeping it close against the Chiefs.
I think Bo Nix is going to be a very good quarterback. And I think Sean Payton's going to have an even better team next year.
One would hope.
How about the Bo Nix touchdown catch?
I mean, that was like the only highlight. So yeah, that's good for him.
Yeah.
The Bover throws are starting to really annoy.
That's funny.
Just say.
No, it's
I mean,
funny.
Whenever he misses high. He's the exact opposite of Donovan McNabb.
What did you call them?
Bover throws. Really? One good laugh track?
Yeah, the people, they wanted to laugh.
Okay.
I told them they couldn't laugh, but they were looking at me like, can we laugh? Can we laugh? And I'm like, okay, I'll get them to say it again.
The laugh light was on. I see.
Yeah.
How that was.
And then, and you know, because then you said.
But overthrow.
Why am I shouldn't it shouldn't be it shouldn't have popped me that hard the second time.
No,
it popped me even harder the second time just because of your reaction was a little bit like, oh, we're really doing this. Okay. All right.
I wonder if this is how Joey Lawrence felt with Whoa.
Whoa.
It's like,
just say it.
No,
I did nothing really happened. Why would I just can you just say it like, oh, I almost fell over. You could. No, I'm not going to.
That's stupid. What? Fine. Whoa.
Will you go away if I say it? Okay. Whoa. Go away. Falcons and Saints. This is Ray's second lock and my second lock of the week. Falcons -4 on the road at a very big time struggling Saints. I don't think they have the bounce back game after the coach firing that people think they will. They just don't have a quarterback.
It's my second lock as well.
Is it? We all have Atlanta. Ooh, that scares me now that we all have Atlanta. Shit! That's a real thing on these fucking prognosticator shows, isn't it? When we all have the same thing. It doesn't happen a lot here, honestly. We all usually pick different games. It's very rare that, like, you'll get one, maybe two that two of us pick, but to have all of us on it, maybe that's a good thing. I think we all agree that New Orleans is just in a bad way, and Atlanta has a really good offense.
Yeah. The Saints are hot garbage. Hot garbage. Gabagio.
All right. Well, we all have one lock left. We all mm-hmm. think the Falcons. I think the Falcons win by double digits in this game easily. Ooh. Ooh. Look at this next game.
Oh, boo boo. What are you doing?
It's the Battle of the Bays. This means it can only be two or three teams, right?
True.
Yeah. It's not the Packers. They're on a bye.
So it's your Cinderella team that you want to just hype the fuck out of. And my team, right?
The 49ers coming to a top 10 to a power rankings near you next week. Let me just tell you right now.
They probably will. If they win this game, I can totally see you. The 49ers are back. Blah,
look
blah.
At it. But like if McCaffrey plays and he plays like, you know, 70 to 80% of the normal amount of snaps he would play, has a very successful offensive game, and they win this and the defense looks good. Baker's been throwing a lot of interceptions. I know he leads the league in touchdowns, but he also had like 3 weeks or 2 weeks, 3 weeks in a row of more than two plus interceptions.
Well, he's also had 2 weeks of having to
I know,
deal with
three
non-
and no receivers.
Not top two receivers.
Yes. I'm okay with it, though. Kate Otten has been thriving. It's amazing.
Okay, so that just means you have Kate Otten.
Sincerely, my
fantasy
football
team,
yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh.
But I was brilliant enough to have him on my team.
With the new guys.
I was brilliant enough to have him on my team, though, like early in the season.
There.
Yeah, thank you. That's all I ever wanted.
Mm, good. It's bad when Sterling Shepard is like the Bucks' number one receiver right now.
No, it's not. It's fine.
Sterling Shepard's only on the Bucks because he's like college buddies with Baker, and Baker's just like, I know this dude, we're cool. And he's like, all right.
As long as we're scoring 20 plus points a week from the tight end spot, everything's fine in Tampa Bay.
No, that's not how this works.
The world according to PC Tunney's fantasy football team.
We lost with our wonderful throwback jerseys.
We won. We won 6 out of 9 games this week. We won. Mainly because, and 7 out of 9 the week before.
Nice.
Yeah, and 7 out of 9 the week before because Kate Otten's been dominating.
Okay. But the Bucks lost. You see how this works?
Doesn't
and you brought up Baker's interceptions. Baker's getting used to a whole new, field.
I'd love a shootout. I would love a shootout.
I would too, because the Niners would probably lose that.
No,
all they have to do is throw it at Ayuka. Ayuka will drop it.
I really
don't. He does everything else this year.
I really don't care whether or not the Niners are back in the top 10. I more care about my fantasy football team. But I would pick the Niners to win this game. If I was going to do anything on this game to bet it, I would probably. See, what is it?
The Bucks are getting 6 points, or what did you say?
It's six.
The Bucks are getting a real touchdown. No bonus extra points.
I'd take the over if I was going to bet anything in this game. It's 51.
It's not a lock, but I did think about it. But the Bucks with the points, I think, is fine. The Bucks covered last week.
Yeah.
You thought I was you or Ray thought I was crazy picking the Bucks against the Chiefs with the points.
It was Ray.
If Bulls had balls, the Bucks would have just won that game straight up.
No, it was Ray because I said a good value bet is the Tampa Bay money line.
Fair.
All right, here's probably the game of the early afternoon this week. Steelers taking on the Commanders in Washington. A 6-2
number
team.
Number 4 against my number 4.
I mean, these are two. Well, I have them 6. I have Washington 6, so we have 4.
No, but
6.
You have your Steelers 4th. I have Commanders 4th. That's why
Steelers?
I said your number 4 against my number 4.
What do you have the Steelers?
Steelers, I have 8th.
Oh, well, that's wrong.
It was a bye week. They were 8th the previous week. That's how that works.
The Commanders are favored by 3. If I was Vegas, I would have the Steelers favored in this game.
It's funny, because this is my last lock.
Is it Pittsburgh?
No, I'm picking Commanders.
Really?
I'm picking my number 4 over your number 4.
Well, okay, if Pittsburgh wins this game, they're number 4 next week.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Because I was actually going to button that with that this will decide who gets into the top 5.
All right.
I'm not
but not 5.
Say 4
but not no no, at least
Chiefs
4.
If the Lions or anybody else lose,
at least
it might
4.
Be
but at least 4. If Pittsburgh wins this game, no matter how or by how many, they're at least number 4 or higher for you next week.
Sure.
Okay, now I say when cuz it's going to happen. But you're taking Washington, especially since you're picking Washington on a lock. Washington minus 3.
Oh, I know this is a stretch. This is one of those big stretches, but I'm like, I knew you had the Steelers right. higher than I did. So
okay.
I'm like, this is,
all right.
this has
okay.
like, oh,
right.
they're AFC, they're all NFC, right. I'm aware, but this has like playoff game feel almost because they're both playoff caliber teams. They're both really good right now.
Now I know you're
going
to
lose. And I want to see who's better.
You're all in your feelings.
No, I'm not. It's
yeah,
the Commanders. I'm not Dave.
Playoff game feel. You're in your feelings.
Stop
it. It's a bad joke. I apologize
it
for
was.
That one. Yeah.
Let's see,
get to,
the laugh sign didn't even go on.
Let's
people
well,
were just sitting on their hands and their laughs.
All right. You know what? Fine. I was gonna do it and it didn't go, so I guess I'm not gonna do it.
That means the people didn't find it funny.
Ray, come back.
He can't save you now.
Late afternoon games. My first lock, or my last lock, I apologize. My last lock of the week. The Chargers. Yeah, the Chargers at home. I'm taking the Chargers at home, -7.5 against the Titans.
Mason's kept those games closer. I said closer. I didn't say they're going to win. I just said closer.
Chargers just blew the doors off of Cleveland in Cleveland. Did whatever they wanted.
Because Winston had his typical game. He's good one game. He's dog shit the next. He threw three picks. What do you expect?
Okay. Well, 18-8. So we'll just see what happens next week.
Okay. Okay. Oh, now you're adding in those two feelings.
I am.
Money line bets.
Yeah,
okay.
I am. Well, I mean, I won money on one, and then I just told you guys that I tried to win more money on the other one.
All right. Fine. Just.
I mean, I can
your stats.
Well, I'm gonna make another pick this week.
A fourth one, you mean?
I'll make another fourth pick this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it gonna actually be spicy, or are you just gonna pick like the layups? See, I at least picked something interesting like the Commanders one just because I know that's a risk. But fuck,
that's
it's
your
fun.
Lock. That's up to you.
I know, but it's fun.
I'm just trying to give winners. I'm not trying to have fun. I think winning is fun.
Until we get paid for our opinion, this is all fun. That's how that one works.
If you bet with what I'm saying this season, you're getting paid. Chargers, -7.5. Lock it down. Bigger Christmas present for little Jimmy.
Don't start that because you said that last year on the Eagles and they lost.
No, I don't have the Eagles this week.
I'm just saying.
Jets traveling west to take on the Cardinals. Cardinals are not favored. Jets are favored by 1 in this game, over under 46. I could see the Jets winning this game. I could see them shutting down Arizona.
I could see it being less than 46.
I could see that too. I could definitely see that too. It's just the Jets offense has got to find a way to not lose the game. Like, you know, block just a little bit so you can run just enough so that Aaron has just enough time to hit his receivers. That's all they need to do on offense and not make stupid penalties, right? Rodgers just, he can't turn the ball over because if they don't turn the ball over, they're really hard to beat. Their defense is just still very good.
Mm-hmm. But they haven't done that all year. Granted, the Cardinals are streaky and, you know, as much as we joke, Kyler Murray is 2-0 since the new Call of Duty came out. So maybe they're doing what I said and they're streaming it on the Titantron so he gets to watch it while he's playing the game. So he gets to have like a double immersion kind of effect where he's like in Call of Duty and in his football game.
So the Jets are 3-6, right?
I'm aware. They really can't lose another game for the rest of the year.
Okay, don't pull up the schedule. But what if I told you I'm looking at their schedule and I think there's a decent chance that they could be 8-6 after the next 5 games.
Sure. You ready? I'd remind you they lost to the Patriots 2 weeks ago.
I'm just saying, but listen to the schedule of the next 5 games.
Okay.
They're at the Cardinals. That's probably their toughest game.
It's a winnable game.
It's probably their toughest game that they have in the next 5 games.
Fair. Continue.
They're at home against the Colts.
Winnable, yeah.
They have a bye week.
You can't lose there.
Which helps because teams are more successful off bye weeks when the Seahawks come back into town, into MetLife.
I feel like they're a better team than the Cardinals, but they're streaky, so we'll find out. Yeah.
Then they go down to Miami.
Oof looked like shit, but maybe Tua will be able to figure it out in 5 weeks or be injured again, one or the other.
And then they're back down to Jacksonville.
You do realize 3 of those are coin flips.
I'm just saying though, like that's a really easy 5-game schedule they have coming up.
For the Jets,
in general,
still a coin flip on 3 of them.
I completely agree. They do finish with the Rams, Bills, and Dolphins again. So I'm just saying. I don't see them. I'm just saying the Jets have a really favorable schedule the next 5 games.
The Jets at most can only lose 1 game because they lost 2 weeks ago to the Patriots. They have to like not lose any more games to guarantee a playoff spot, most likely.
Like at worst, they have to go 6-2 to have a shot to be 9-8 and see what happens.
You think 9-8 in the AFC is going to be a wild card?
Well, 5-4
You've got the AFC North.
Five and four is the last wild card right now. So
I get what you're saying, but you think them going 4-4 is in the cards?
I don't know. I'm just, well, they haven't proved that they can. That's only a half game worse than they are right now.
That much you're correct about. But I don't, I think 9-8 is shooting too low for AFC wildcard. I think you need to be 10-7 at minimum to get into the wildcard. Unless some weird shit breaks. They would need a lot of help. And I hate those like tiebreaker help scenario kind of things. Like, how shitty is your team that you need five other teams to lose, this team to tie, this team to sneeze on a Thursday, and the moon to be full, you know, and a waxing gibbous under fucking like the fucking house of Mercury, and you can see Pluto in the distance, and then maybe you'll win the fucking get in the playoffs. No, stop it. That kind of shit means you're just gonna get bounced in the divisional round. You suck.
I agree. I was just playing devil's advocate. Let's move on. To even
the
more
Jets
possible.
This
even,
game is a coin flip. It'll be a fun game.
Yeah, well, let's move on to even more possible dire situations. But it is Ray's next lock as the Eagles visit the plummeting Cowboys. Ray is going to lay the 7 points and take the Eagles here. What are your thoughts on the Cowboys and the Eagles moving forward the rest of the year?
Oh, you don't think the acquisition of Mingo is going to be like the receiving savior of the Cowboys? Really? They're all in. Don't you remember what Jerry said? Don't you remember Juror World? No? I take the silence as you're just not playing my game right now. So fine. Don't play in the sandbox. Just be quiet, I guess. I don't know. I think 7.5 is disrespectful. The Cowboys have not played well. But Cooper Rush isn't really garbage. Like, when he came in for 5 games in 2022, sorry, like, he went 4-1. He put up respectable numbers. He was just, like, shy of 1,000 yards, like 5 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Their rushing attack wasn't great back then either because they had Zeke and Pollard. So they only averaged, like, 4.9 rush yards per attempt. So, granted, they're averaging less now. I'm aware of that, but all they need is a little more out of their running game and Cooper Rush to kind of do the same thing, and they've got a shot.
Okay, you're just down on the Eagles. I like this pick from Ray. The Eagles are probably going to go in there and tear the roof off. Here's my favorite
the Cowboys
thing,
are
though.
Also, like the 30th best rushing defense, and Saquon Barkley's going to probably just eat their lunch.
Oh, for sure. He's going to be running backwards and hopping forwards this game.
Oh, yeah, I don't really think the Cowboys have a shot. But it's a divisional game. It's the NFC East. Those games are always weird. So it's hard to just paper it. So.
Oh, no.
Should it be easy for the Eagles? Yes. Does it mean it will be? No. Did you just spill your new beer?
No. I got to find my pen. I found it. I got my pen. We're good. I'm back, folks.
I have
my pen.
I have an apple.
I don't have an apple.
Apple pen.
No.
Have pen. Have pineapple.
You know what? Pineapple, you know what I was. Pen. You know what I was thinking about the other day. Might have been yesterday or the day before. I was like, oh, because we kind of official made it in our little text thread. We're gonna get together and do the Pod Is War holiday special again. And I was like, oh, I gotta find a new Christmas theme, or holiday theme, I should say.
You can call it whatever you want. We'll probably call it Christmas a couple times because it's Pot is War.
It's
we don't
fine.
Give a fuck.
It's any of those things in the holidays. But it was, I forget, what's Taco's real name?
John LaJoy.
Yeah, this is the best Christmas song that ever existed. This is the best Christmas song that ever existed. And he totally sets himself up throughout that song for like a rhyme that makes sense, and then he just doesn't use the rhyme. And he just
yes.
It's great.
Yes.
Anyway.
I love John LaJoy's shit.
Yeah,
I
so then
heard
I was
that one in a while 'cause What the fuck? I thought you were going to say, like, the two soups song. Or, like, the soup is my favorite food or whatever. And then it's stupid. It's John LaJoy. It's dumb shit.
Let's see.
There's also Kill People. There's Everyday Normal Guy. Shit, you could actually use Everyday Normal Crew if you wanted to, like, find a clip from that, too, if you didn't just want to go pure holiday.
Oh, maybe that's in there. Hold on. Is it?
That, I think
it
goes in. If you don't believe me, well, you should believe me, because this is the best Christmas song. So listen to it now. Christmas is my favorite Christmas time of the year. Bells are jingling and the angels are making Jesus. It's a silent night except for my neighbor's washing machine. It's very loud, that's why I'm wearing my second favorite earmuffs. Santa Claus is coming, so you better be naughty or nice. He has a beard, so you can't even see his neck. He flies around with horses that have branches on their ears, cause there are no earmuffs in the North Pole, there are only trees. He brings presents to the kids, but he doesn't wear mittens, probably because they make his hands very itchy. Leave Santa milk and cookies so he can have a snack, and it'll be easy for him to pick them up cause he won't have mittens on his hands. This is the best Christmas song that ever existed. This is the best Christmas song that
I wasn't gonna play that much of it, but I was like, I'm having
it's
a good time
song.
Yeah, I'm having a good
it's
time
a good song.
Yeah,
the other funny thing is AJ loves this guy too.
Yeah.
So if you've never actually talked to him about it,
no,
yes,
I have.
He'll pop
yes,
for that.
I have. He does.
I know. I wasn't sure if you had that discussion.
I was confirming that with you.
Oh, good. Good.
Affirmative.
Positive affirmations by PC Tunney.
You're smart enough and gosh darn it, people like you.
I like how you stopped. You got to one and you're like, no.
Well, I was trying to look down and see what the next game was. Where we left off. Oh, let's get
between the best Christmas song and positive aspirations.
Yeah.
You're just like, well, we're not talking about a shitty team, right?
No.
Lions Texans, I guess, isn't a terrible game.
No, one of the better games of the week, actually, Sunday Night Football. Lions at Texans.
Great.
I'm sorry?
So Texans haven't looked great. Is it one of the better games?
Well, I mean, you have a really good matchup between two teams that are at the top of the, you know, their conferences. I mean, Texans just haven't been healthy, so we'll see what happens.
I mean, you're not wrong there, but it's like the Lions, who I think everybody agrees are arguably the second best or best team in the league, against the Texans, who people think should be better. I think we all think they should be better. They're just not playing up to even where they were last year. And sure, Stephon Diggs getting injured, that's a big deal. Mixon's been in and out of the lineup because of his own injuries. But at some point, like, Stroud's numbers aren't great either. Stroud had one game where he had like 86 passing yards. Like, what the fuck is going on with him?
Sophomore slump, maybe. I mean, he has had rotating targets. Everybody's kind of been getting hurt on him. You know, they were looking really good with Nico Dell. If he comes back, that is going to be big for them. Tank Dell has stepped up. Or Nico Harris, I'm sorry, right? Nico Collins. Jeez. Fantasy football brain fart. It doesn't help that Diggs was gone. Diggs was fitting in nicely with that team. Mixon is a really good addition. It's just, you know, you forget that him and Love the same. You know, they just had really good fucking years last year. You don't always have the stretch. You do have tough, bad stretches, even if you're a really good quarterback, you know? We'll see.
It's weird, though, because Love is turning it over. So you can attribute that to there's more tape on him, sophomore slump, whatever, like some kind of learning curve. Stroud is just not playing well in some games. Like, he's clutching it up in other games where they make a last drive to win the game, like against the Jaguars and a couple others. So he's still clutch, but the game has to be kept close, and that's putting a lot of pressure on the defense and the special teams. So, like, somewhere I feel like he needs to step up, because his sophomore slump is not the usual slump. Like, I agree with Love. Love is just playing a little erratically, a little bad. That's hallmark signs of a young quarterback, just trying to figure it out when more people know what you're doing. Stroud's just not playing well sometimes.
Yeah, I suppose. Boy, you go into stats for the NFL and you just want to see fucking passing touchdowns, and it's not even a fucking
You don't
option.
Get that. You get 87 other things, and then you have to filter it. Oh, did you mean this? No, fuck you. I meant this. I typed it in the way I wanted it. No. You meant QBR. You meant pass completion. No, I didn't.
So, Jordan Love is still seventh in the league in passing touchdowns and played two less games than everybody else ahead of him, except for Sam Darnold.
Yeah, where's he at in interceptions?
He does have 10 interceptions, though. I completely agree. I'm just saying, he still is being... He did have a stretch of going 18-1 touchdown interception to finish the season last year. So if he did that again this year, do you know what I'm saying?
All like, be forgiven. Yes.
Let's but just, like... but and that's just to point out the fact too that like he had a really good stretch to end the year last year, right? And the Packers look like a really good team, and they still look like a really good team. But let's not forget Jordan Love's beginning of the season last year when they were 3-6, right? He didn't look that good.
He wasn't turning it over that much, though. He just wasn't playing well, and they were playing very restricted kind of playbook
here's the
and
thing.
Keeping it safe.
Andrew, he had 11 interceptions last year and threw one down the stretch, right, after starting 3-6. So that means how many interceptions did he have after he started 3-6 last year?
Same number he has now.
Exactly, but they're 6-3, so we'll just look at it from a positive note.
You're trying to. I appreciate that.
Oh, God damn it! I get to be a fan sometimes.
Hey, you didn't want to be a fan all last year. Now Love doesn't suck, so now you're a fan again.
I'll let you know when I want to be a fan and not be a fan, and you're just going to have to deal
you
with
can't
it.
You can't do that. You just can't. You have to fucking pick your lane, know your lane, stay in your lane.
Welcome!
You don't get to flip-flop. You don't get to waffle. You ain't John Kerry.
To the Oblong Ball Foot Show.
You're fucking waffling back and forth in the Oblong Ball Foot Show.
I don't know. The Texans probably don't cover this. Lions likely go on the road and win. Dan Campbell's had his team prepared all year. I think Jared Goff is the unsung hero of the NFL. He could be the MVP, to be honest with you.
I don't think he's that unsung, because there's a lot of people kind of saying the same thing you're saying, where they say Goff is their MVP, and yeah. I think everybody with eyes knows that Lamar is right back in that conversation for his second straight third in
sure.
general, third, yeah. third in total. But, like, AP, whatever you want to call him, like, they love to go for the story.
Yeah.
If Goff can stay close, Goff is going to win it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because he's a better story than giving it to the same guy that won it last year.
We'll see what happens. Last game of the week. I've decided I'm not going to give you an extra pick this week because I don't have anything spicy to give you this week.
they all suck, so I can't do it.
Dolphins.
You're not going to pick a close one?
Dolphins.
You're not going to go out on a line? You're going to risk it for the biscuit?
I'm just going to continue to give winners no extra pick this
week. That's not fun.
Dolphins heading west to take on the Los Angeles Rams.
You are not picking the Dolphins.
No, I'm not picking any of the. I already picked all my picks. I said
I don't
I'm not
mean for
locks,
just
one.
In general. You would
oh,
not pick
God,
the
no.
Dolphins, please.
No, this was a possible lock on the Rams here. The Rams should beat the shit out of the Dolphins this week.
So is this your mystery fourth one?
No, this is my if you're feeling spicy, not official pick. If you're feeling spicy, go ahead and take a two-teamer in one game and just take the Rams and the over.
Wow, look at that. If you're hot and spicy, just like Curry Man.
This is our hot ones, two-teamer of the week.
Nice. If only we could get that sponsorship.
I mean, we'll mention you every week if you just send Andrew one and I one set of each the new set of sauces for this season.
I mean, I used to have a few of them. I had the scorpion pepper one. I had the liquid death. I had a few. Like I used to get a couple of those 3-4 packs.
Their actual sauces are pretty good. I have one of them in my Los Calientes is the brand, right, for all of them? Or no, that's just one of them. I have the Roja in my.
I had the scorpion pepper last dab. I had the fucking horrible. Like I think it was literally called liquid death.
Did
but
you
there
order
was
them?
One that was like a a mild cranberry hot sauce.
Did you order it?
Tastes delicious on if you get a bagel, like an everything bagel with cream cheese. Put that cranberry hot sauce on there. It's a wonderful fucking breakfast. It's delicious.
I believe that cranberry and hot sauce go together because I have had a burger with grape jelly and jalapeno.
Oh, that's good shit. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Did you order those online or did you find them somewhere?
Ordered them through the Hut One site. Okay. Because they do box sets and shit.
My grocer actually is carrying their brand. They're like three different sauces that aren't the crazy ones.
Is it a local Midwestern grocer? Like a Food Lion type thing? Or is it like a bigger chain?
Kroger's pretty big.
Oh, that is. Not really popular in New Jersey, but like it is.
Yeah, I'm just saying
Kroger, surrounding areas.
Yeah, it's not something that's just in like five states. Kroger's pretty big.
It's basically
Roundy's.
See, well, now that is more of a not Northeast reference right there.
I know. well, that's who Kroger bought. Oh, Roundy.
It's like if you're trying to tell people where to go because you're using Dollar Generals as fucking locators. Like, that's not really.
And hopefully Andrew comes back to us. He's got a little freeze. What did you say there, buddy?
I said it's like if you start using Dollar Generals as like positional locators of where to turn. Yeah. Like, we don't really do that up north, so.
Well, we don't have Dollar Generals, really.
I know, that's more of a south thing. Yeah. We also don't have Waffle Houses up here, though, but we don't get hit by hurricanes, so that's probably why.
I live in a house and can make waffles.
Same. I think our closest Waffle House is in Baltimore.
I'd have to air fry the chicken, though. Or pan fry it. I don't have a deep
Everybody
fryer.
Loves air frying everything nowadays. So
would you rather have me pan fry it? I don't have a deep fryer.
Depends on how well you make the batter.
I think we're just going to go to KFC.
Okay, deal.
I mean, KFC is still good. They actually opened here. This is hilarious. So on one of the main roads on one of the bigger suburb cities directly on the border of Milwaukee, there's a Chick-fil-A. Okay.
Good shit. Mm-hmm.
Raising Cane's opened up across the street.
I love the name, but what is it?
Raising Cane's?
That's not up here.
Oh, you should look it up. It's a huge chicken fast food place.
Like I said, I like the name a lot, but I didn't have any clue what it was.
No, so. Yeah, it's like a upper class chicken tenders kind of place.
Okay, because usually if there's a KFC competition for us up here, it's Popeyes. Cause...
No, Chick-fil-A and Raising Cane's, I would say, are much better than. I don't know if you're trying to get just fried chicken with the bone in, KFC is pretty fucking good. I don't know. Chick-fil-A, I've never been to Raising Cane yet, but Chick-fil-A, I just get the sandwich or like nuggets or something. I don't even think they have bone in.
See, you should totally go to Raising Cane's for one of your oddity episodes.
Yeah, we've been waiting to do that actually. There's a couple movies I want to go
see.
You
have? Really? That's awesome.
There's a couple we've talked about it because Aesop and I go see movies together. So we're like the next time we were going to go to Beetlejuice and then go to a restaurant we haven't gone to, but he couldn't make it that weekend and I wanted to watch it for Bandwagon Nerds that weekend, but there are two movies out that I want to see now that we're kind of a little bit off topic here at the end of the show. Have you seen the trailers for Here? Robert Zemeckis, Tom Hanks and Robin Wright?
Oh, the weird time travel thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's one shot. It's one shot in one place throughout the eternity of time, basically, give or take. Yeah, I really want to see that. Robert Zemeckis and Tom Hanks haven't gone wrong yet, and this looks pretty epic. And the other one was, have you seen the Jesse Eisenberg film?
Yes, with Kieran Culkin.
Yes, A Real Pain. Yep. That looks fucking great.
That looks really good, too, yes.
That's in select theaters already. It's not in any of my, the theater I go to, it's not in yet, but Here is. So I might go see Here this weekend and give a review for it on Bandwagon Nerds this Monday morning. You can listen to that on Chairshot Radio Network. Anything that you've been watching or you're looking forward to, doesn't even have to be a movie?
Let's see, trying to think. The new season of What We Do in the Shadows came out, I think, a week or two ago. They're on episode 5. I want to say, so if you like that, if you like the movie, if you like the previous seasons, you'll like this season. It continues that quirky, offbeat, you know, Flight of the Conchords kind of humor. Trying to think, is there anything else that I've been watching? Reruns of Castle, but that's not really, that's old. League of Legends World Championship just happened for people that like esports. SKTT won for the fifth time. Faker is the Tom Brady of League of Legends. He's won 5 out of 7 championships. He is both like the oldest and youngest player to win a championship in that game. Because he's been playing for 12 years.
Okay.
So, see, Kyler Murray might have liked that little nugget.
I mean,
it's not Call of Duty, but it's esports. So.
He's still in first place.
Just say FaZe Clan. You know, FaZe Clan's got to know about League 2. So that's how it works. And the Dodgers won the World Series, so I'm happy about that.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, that's going to do it for us this week. Ray Cash probably be back next week, if not the week after, or whenever he's ready to come back. No big deal. We had a good time this week.
Whenever work doesn't get in the way or whatever.
Yeah, he's got kids. He's got work. No big deal.
He turns into Heath. He got kids.
Yeah, he's like, I got kids.
He needs to do what Heath did, and he just needs to come on next time and be like, I have 37 kids. Ugh. Like, you know.
I think once you have 10, you don't have to pay income tax. I don't know.
I don't know. You just need one more to make a football team. That's really, why stop at 10?
Oh, maybe he's just going to be the all-time quarterback. All right. Well, you can follow him at It's Ray Cash. Andrew, where can everybody follow you and what you got going on over at thechairshot.com?
IWC Warchief on the Twitter. You know, TNA stuff, like we usually end things with. Bound for Glory came and went. We're seeing where they're going when they're moving into 2025. You know, Kaz is kind of integrating himself into the main title scene because he's got the Gauntlet trophy, which is like the Money in the Bank briefcase type thing. If they continue to do it and they do the Feast and Fire thing, that means somebody else might get a briefcase for a possible world title shot. Nemeth is playing the card where he didn't know that JBL screwed up the main event, and he's claiming there's nothing going on between them, so he wants to give Hendry a shot again, a rematch. Well, but Santino was saying no.
That's possible. I mean, JBL has gone to a whole bunch of different other places. Most recently, Marty Scurll and whatever the fuck that was. I forget what that was. Haywire or something.
I didn't see that one because I've seen the GCW clips.
This just happened over the weekend.
Was that in Mexico? Because Marty Scurll's been wrestling mostly in Mexico.
Didn't look like it. It was like some Haywire event or something. I'll have to look it up.
I'll have to Google that one then. But yeah, so Jables is doing what he wants to do. Nemeth wants to give Hendry a rematch. Santino says no because Santino is one like an authority figure. So that's what they're building with right now.
If I'm at a random indie event and JBL shows up and clotheslines one of the dudes in my fucking, you know, federation, I'm fucking like, that was awesome.
But not if you're challenging for the world title.
Yeah, it's still awesome.
But if you're Hendry in the situation, he clotheslines you and you lose because of it, is it awesome? Ate a clothesline from hell?
Yeah, just making him bigger. He'll win it eventually.
You hope.
I mean, why would stop?
His contract situation is dicey. That's the only reason why I say hope.
I think there's more checks in that checkbook.
I mean, we know that NXT wants him too, because him and Sean kicked it off well. So,
yeah.
He'll get paid. Hendry's going to obviously be big somewhere. I just want to make, as the TNA guy, I would want to make sure that Hendry kind of pays off some of his current fame in TNA to maybe give TNA a little bit of a bump.
Well, to find out,
the Hardys are currently tag champions.
To find out all that and more, continue to follow Andrew Belez's coverage right there on thechairshot.com.
Yeah.
Follow me at PC Tunney. Continue, please, to listen to everything Chairshot Radio Network. We really try to cover what we say, sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment. And we got a lot of guys with a lot of passion for all of those things. And you can find all those, like I said, all your favorite streaming platforms and on thechairshot.com. Chairshot Radio Network. We got you covered. Until next week, for Ray Cash and Andrew Belaz, I'm PC Tunney. Follow us at Chairshot NFL. We are Oblong Ball Foot Show.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.